Lanolin Plus brings you the Edgar Bergen Show with Charlie McCarthy.
I'll clip you, say help me, I'll move you down.
It's Sunday night, and time again for Edgar Bergen with Charlie McCarthy, Mortimer Sneard, and Ray Noble and his orchestra, brought to you, transcribed by the makers of famous Lanolin Plus products, for softer, more youthful-looking skin, and lovelier, more manageable hair. Tonight, our guest is Nelson Eddy.
Good evening, everybody.
Yeah. Holy smoke, it's Nelson Eddy. The last of the red hot dog. Nelson, what are you doing here?
Well, Charlie, I wanted to see you.
Really?
Yep, summer's coming on, and I could use a surfboard. Who says I don't have a sense of humor?
Yeah. Well, I don't know, but whoever he is, he's right.
All right. Actually, Charlie, Nelson came out just for old time's sake. This is our last show of the season, and if you remember, Nelson started with us. That was way back in 1938.
Yes, that's right. I was so young then, well, I just can't seem to remember who carried me up to the mic.
You must have been quite a boy. It took six ushers. So.
But, Nelson, your visit certainly brings back memories.
Well, speaking of memories, Edgar, I brought some to the studio with me.
Oh?
They are recordings of some of the highlights of your past shows.
You mean we're going to hear some of our old friends again?
That's right. I'm sure your audience would like to reminisce over those past 16 years with us.
Yeah.
Let's see, Charlie, you remember how it all started?
Yeah, yeah. In the beginning, there was Rudy Vallee.
Yes, I suppose we could say Rudy was responsible for it all. He gave us our first chance. Put us on his show, you know.
I'll never forget when you went to him for the job. Listen.
Oh, Bergen, we've been waiting here for Rudy Vallee for 3 days. I'm getting hungry.
Hungry?
Yeah.
Well, I'm the one that's hungry. I tell you, Charlie, I'm so starved, I could almost...
Don't look at me that way. No, I'm just skin and bone, Bergen. I'd only stick in your teeth.
Are you sure this is Rudy Vallee's office?
Oh, it must be. There's a picture of Rudy Vallee looking at a picture of Rudy Vallee.
His Excellency, Rudy Vallee. Well, everybody rise, please. Welcome, your crooner-ship.
Mr. Vallee, we came to talk to you about your radio program.
Yes, awfully good, isn't it?
Well, it's not that so much.
Just what are you fellows doing here?
Well, I'm a ventriloquist.
A what?
A ventriloquist. I talk through my stomach.
That's nothing. I sing through my nose. Acrobats, jugglers, now ventriloquists. I'd have everything thrown at me.
Even grapefruit.
Oh, this is a thankless job. I spend my days and nights looking for talent, high and low.
Well, why don't you hire us?
I hadn't intended to look that low.
Well, we promised to work hard.
Well, are you reliable? You boys don't drink, do you?
Oh, no.
Drink? We hardly eat.
Well, I'm going to take a chance on you anyway, against my better judgment.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Vallee, thank you. I deeply appreciate your generosity.
Oh, stop licking his hand off.
And now, Mr. Vallee, what about money?
Oh, that's all right. You won't have to pay me anything.
No.
There have been some famous feuds in history. The Montagues and the Capulets, the Hatfields and the Coys. But this one topped them all.
I think I know the adversaries. Charlie and the great W.C. Fields.
How we battled.
Yes.
Oh, and how we loved every minute of it.
That's right.
And so did the audience. That feud was responsible for the biggest listening audience any radio show ever had.
Yeah.
Whenever Charlie and W.C. Fields met, sparks flew.
Ah, hello, Edgar.
If it isn't up, you see. The original half-man, half-nose.
Well, Charlie McCarthy, the woodpecker's pin-up boy.
Well, as long as you're here, Bill, you can talk to me while Charlie's getting his hair cut.
Ah, you know, Edgar, it's touching to see your affection for the little nipper. It strikes a tender chord in my heart.
Oh, thank you, Bill. You know, I thought you didn't like children.
Oh, not at all, Edgar. I love children. I can remember when, with my own little unsteady legs, I toddled from room to room.
When was that? Last night? Or...
Quiet, Wormwood, or I'll whittle you down to a coat hanger.
Yeah.
Why, you stunted spruce. I'll throw a Japanese beetle on you.
Why, you barfly, you. I'll stick a wick in your mouth and use you for an alcohol lamp without it. Oh, I tell you, we were good friends, weren't we?
There was another great pal of yours in those days, John Barrymore.
Oh, yes. He was not only a friend, he was a neighbor. He lived just a stone's throw away.
And many a time he threw it.
John owned quite a place. There was an aviary, a theater, a swimming pool, gun collection room, even a totem pole. In fact, if I remember rightly, we made a totem pole the subject of a radio show once.
You remember rightly, Edgar.
Yeah.
Mr. Barrymore, might I ask, why have you that ugly totem pole staring at us from your front lawn? Aren't you frightened when you get up in the morning and see those ugly faces staring at you?
Some morning he stares out and frightens the totems.
You know, John, your name is synonymous with profile.
Yes. You know, it's getting a little tiresome riding through life side saddle.
Oh, gee, Nelson, this is getting interesting. Who's next?
A chap called Gazzola.
Oh, yeah.
Don Amici. He was a very important part of our shows for many years.
Yeah?
Do you remember that time he worked on your teeth, Charlie?
Oh, do I? I can hear his voice now.
Hello, 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 and how do you do?
Well, hello, Dr. Hoyt. I'm Edgar Bergen. You were highly recommended to me, Dr. Hoyt.
Well, that's a fine. Yeah. That's a fine. But Dr. Hoyt, he just stepped out to have his teeth fixed.
Oh, he did, I see.
Yes.
Well, who are you?
I'm his substitute.
Filling in for a friend, huh?
I'm Amici Gazzola, first class dentist, DDS, RFD, and SOS. Pull the teeth while you wait.
Yeah.
I think Charlie has a cavity, doctor.
Oh,
now,
yeah?
do you do fillings and inlays?
Oh, sure, sure. We got inlays, outlays, DKs, stowaways.
Yeah.
Mondays, Mondays, always.
All right. This is awful.
All right, come on, kid. Jump in the side of the chair here. Yeah. Climb up one of my chairs, sonny boy.
No. You're not going to sing me into that.
What are your rates?
Oh, rates?
Yes.
Rates, you say? Well, I got to cut the rates, V8s, upper plates, and a blue plate.
Yeah.
With two kinds of funky pie. Jump into the chair, bambino.
Okay, babuno.
All right, open it wide to the mouth now. Holy mackerel.
Quite a wind tunnel, ain't it?
Now, which tooth is she's hurt?
Well, I'm not sure which one it is. I think it's my cuspidor.
Your cuspidor?
It's the one I spit through.
Look, kid, from experience, let's play him safe.
Yeah.
Let's pull them all out, huh?
Yeah. No.
Hand me down
no.
my Novocaine.
No.
Hand me down
hey.
My Novocaine.
Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
You China chiseler, you take it easy. You're not going to pull any of them.
Okay. Let's not pull them. Let's fill them up, huh?
Yeah, fill them up.
What the kind of filling you like?
It doesn't matter. Lemon or coconut custard.
Kid, how about some nice pongy pie, huh?
Now, don't start that again.
All right.
Now, for the last time, doctor, how much is it going to cost me?
Clever, let's make a figure out here.
All right.
We got to use a little multiplication here.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Got a little subtraction, too.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. There's an X-ray. Fill the tooth.
Fill the tooth.
That's a 2 for $5 and a 3 for $10.
Yeah, one for all and all for one, yeah.
That's all right. This is smart kid, ain't it? Let's say we punch into the tin and pull out the tooth.
Okay. How does it come out, doctor?
What do you know? Is it come out two kinds of bongi pie?
That's all.
Ah, oh, that Amici is wonderful.
I wonder if I could talk a little about memories now, Nelson.
Well, certainly, Edgar.
Some of my fondest memories are musical ones. The splendid singing of Nelson Eddy over the years and the wonderful accompaniment of Ray Noble. And I'm happy to say they've gotten together again for this new song, The Happy Wanderer.
I love to go a-wandering along the mountain track. And as I go, I love to sing, my knapsack on my back.
Faldery, Faldera, 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 Faldery, Faldera, my knapsack on my back. I love to wander by the stream that dances in the sun. So joyously it calls to me, come join my happy song. Faldery, Faldera, 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 Faldery, Faldera, join my happy song. I wave my hat to all I meet, and they wave back to me. And blackbirds call so loud and sweet from every greenwood tree. Faldery, Faldery, oh, may I go a-wandering until the day I die. Oh, may I always laugh and sing beneath God's clear blue sky. Faldery, Faldery, clear blue sky beneath God's clear blue sky.
Oh, that was great, Nelson.
Oh, more wonderful than ever. But now let's get back to some of those old shows again. You know, I sure got laughs in those days, didn't I?
Yeah, Charlie sure did. But after a while, you had a competitor for the laughs. Edgar created Mortimer Snert.
Yeah.
One of Mortimer's classics was the time he and Jimmy Stewart tangled with you, Edgar, in a panel discussion on agriculture.
Tonight's discussion will concern itself with the various phases of farm problems. And our guests are two of the most prominent farmers in the country. I would like to introduce them to you right now. Your name, please, sir.
My name? Yeah, well, it always has been, too. And all my life. Yeah, de dum di de dum. What was the query?
The query. Your name is Mortimer Snert.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And now for our other expert on this farm panel, your name, please.
Well, my name is, I know as well as I know my own name. What was the query?
Yes, your name, sir.
Oh, yeah, Zeke Stewart.
Yes, I see. Thank you. Gentlemen, greetings and salutations.
Well, thank you. I don't mind if I do. Yeah.
I'll go along with that.
Mind if I go with you?
No.
Gentlemen, please. This is a forum. Now, what is your opinion on agriculture?
Well, it's my opinion that no farm should be without it.
I'll go along with that.
First, wait for me, huh?
Yeah, now, come. We must have some helpful information. Now,
well,
Mr. Snert, what is your idea on increasing milk production?
I'm glad you asked me, yeah. First, increasing milk production. Yeah. First, you got to get a cow. You got to do that. You'll go along with me on that, won't you, Zeke?
Yeah. Should be a female cow.
Yeah. Now, this morning I milked 2 gallons of milk in 10 minutes.
I see. Well, you must have been in great form.
Yeah, sir, I was really hitting on all four.
Please, perhaps I'll do better if I explain parity. Parity is equality in purchasing power between different kinds of money at a given ratio.
No!
I'll go along with Zeke's opinion, yes.
Now let's go on to the question box.
Yeah, all right, let's just go.
No. Here's the first question. How do you treat potato bugs?
With contempt.
Yeah. Right. Sorry, gentlemen, but our time is up.
Well, I reckon that's as good a direction as any.
Yeah, I think. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want printed copies of this discussion, don't write us. Write your psychiatrist. You're nuts.
I'll go along with that.
Yeah, me too, you know.
I think one of my favorite shows was the time Marilyn Monroe was a guest.
Oh, boy, I was really living there for a while.
That was quite a romance Charlie and Marilyn Monroe had. In fact, they were on the verge of getting married.
Yeah.
Well, Charlie, in a little while, you will be married to Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
You know, Charlie, there comes a time in everyone's life when he must learn about certain things.
Yes. Well, what do you want to know, Bergen?
Well, I mean, what I'm trying to tell you, Charlie, is that what I'm trying to explain to you, I don't know what you're trying to...
Charlie!
Oh, Marilyn Monroe!
I'm here!
Oh, and you look beautiful.
I'm wearing my wedding dress.
Yeah.
Something borrowed.
Yeah, you didn't borrow enough.
We'll be so happy. Mm. I can see it now.
Yeah.
You and I by the fireplace and the kettle whistling.
Oh, who can blame it?
Charlie.
Marilyn, my dear, we were made for each other.
Kiss me, Charlie, just to make sure.
Yes, gladly, all right. They're still playing our song. I think they've enlarged the orchestra.
Charlie, you can't go through with this marriage. The whole country's in revolt, old boy.
Yes?
Here, look, I brought my portable radio so you could hear what's happening.
And now, here's Gabriel Heater.
Ah, there's bad news tonight. Marilyn Monroe is marrying Charlie McCarthy. Somewhere in an army camp, a soldier is tearing up his calendar. Somewhere in New York, a man is crying. That's me. Now for a brief message from our sponsor.
Don't do it, Marilyn.
Heaven's sake, turn on another station.
I'll try this one.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Arthur Godfrey, sponsored by practically everyone. Marilyn Monroe is marrying Charlie McCarthy. By golly, there'll be no commercials today. Only last night I was looking at a picture of Marilyn Monroe and smoking, and I didn't even have a cigarette. Now she's getting married, oh dear. Well, this is for you, Marilyn. I went to your wedding, though I was dreading the thought of losing you. Your mother was crying, your father was crying.
His strings are getting soggy. Turn him off.
I'll try this station,
yeah,
Charlie.
Stand by now for a shortwave broadcast. Direct from England, we bring you the Honorable Winston Churchill.
This is America's darkest hour. The entire British Empire extends its sympathy. If Charles McCarthy insists upon going through with his marriage to Marilyn Monroe, I have only one thing to say. Never has anyone so little taken so much from so many.
Marilyn, why? Why did you change your mind?
Well, she took the baseball player instead of the bat.
Why didn't she tell me she wanted an outfielder? I'd have played ball with her.
You know, Nelson, those are some wonderful highlights. But there's one show I imagine you were too modest to include because you were the guest.
Oh, you mean when he played the Northwest Mountie in the Southeast Africa? Yeah.
Oh, no, not
that. Oh, yeah.
Yes, we've still got the sketch, so come on, let's do it, Nelson.
The scene opens as the Mounties ride deeper and deeper into this African-type jungle.
I'm worried, Monty McCarthy. We've been riding our horses deeper and deeper into this African-type jungle. Say, there comes Mounty Noble riding up.
They're dying like flies.
Who?
The flies, old boy.
We have to push on and get our man. Ooh, a snake just wrapped itself around my neck.
Is it a boa?
At a time like this, I don't think its sex is important.
McCarthy, I'd better give you shots to prevent the jungle diseases.
Yeah.
Roll up your sleeve.
Right, Mountie Nelson.
Malaria. Typhoid. Beriberi.
That's in case I get bitten by a teetsy-teetsy.
To keep you going, I think I'll sing.
Couldn't I just have some more shots instead?
Onga bonga wonga, bonga wonga woo.
Oh, that's beautiful. What is that, Mounty Nelson?
It's an old Ubangi love song.
Oh.
It was first sung by a chieftain locked in jail. Mm-hmm. He sang it to his Ubangi sweetheart who was waiting outside.
Well, what is it in English?
Slip me those lips under the door. One long, long kiss I'll ask for no more. Under the door, a foot or more. Slip me those lips that hang to
Edgar Bergen.
Thank you, Nelson Eddy, for coming over and helping us wind up the season in such a memorable fashion. Charlie and I will be back next September with a brand new show. Right now, I'd like to thank everyone who's helped to make our 16 years in radio such a delightful experience for us. Our wonderful guest stars, just a few of whom you've heard tonight, Ray Noble and his great music, our sponsors, our writers, Norman Paul, Cy Rose, and Zeno Klinker, our producer, Sam Pierce, our staff, Kenny McManus, Pat Walsh, Ross Murray, Helen Drill, and of course, Jack Kirkwood and all the rest of our wonderful cast, and our announcer, Bill Baldwin. And so now, until next September, Charlie Mortimer and all of us wish you a very happy summer.
The Edgar Bergen Show with Charlie McCarthy, Mortimer Sneard, Ray Noble, and the entire ensemble was brought to you transcribed by Lanolin Plus. And remember, even if your beauty's on a budget, you get the very best when you get Lanolin Plus cosmetics for lovelier skin and beautiful hair. Marilyn Monroe may currently be seen in the 20th Century Fox CinemaScope production, River of No Return. Good night.
This is the CBS Radio Network.